Later today, the body of US evangelist Billy Graham will be moved to the rotunda of the US Capitol ahead of his burial on Friday. The most famous evangelist preacher of the 20th century died last week at the age of 99. He counseled famously several US presidents, Republican and Democrat. Early in his career, Billy Graham saw Australia as a fertile ground for his preaching. An Australian historian, Roy Williams, is the author of a book titled Post-God Nation. He says Billy Graham's rallies in Australia attracted huge numbers. He's speaking here with Andrew West.
Well, his first trip, and his biggest, was in 1959. It was quite a phenomenon, in fact. 3 million people are estimated, from a population of 10 million, to have attended his events.
3 million? So how many events did he do? That's nearly 30% of the population.
Indeed, and it's well over 50% of the Protestant population, because, you know, a quarter of Australia was Catholic then. And of course, this was a Protestant-dominated series of events. He was here for 3 months, and he conducted, on average, an event a day. So there were over 100 in about 5 or 6 of the capital cities across Australia.
Australia, after World War II, was probably, I think, at its highest point when it came to church going. I think it was just a shade under 50%. Did Billy Graham see Australia as fertile ground then?
He did. There's a long chapter in his autobiography about the Australian trip. He describes it as a very important event in his own life because up until then, most of his fame was in the United States. He had done a couple of trips to England, but the Australian trip was by far his biggest overseas venture to that time. And a lot of the techniques that they tried out in Australia, they then used on a lot of their crusades across the world.
How alien to the Australian culture, in a way, was the Billy Graham style? Because he was a pioneer in using the new technology of the time, television. But these mass rallies, was it alien to Australian religious culture?
You might have thought so, but I went back yesterday and just had a look at a YouTube clip of his rally in Melbourne, the Myer Music Bowl, in March of 1959. 70,000 people there. The thing to remember is the rally started quite modest in size. The organisers were very conservative. They weren't sure how Billy Graham was going to go over in Australia either. So the first few, they just had, you know, indoor venues of a few thousand, and they just kept getting spillover crowds everywhere they went. So by the end, they packed the MCG with 143,000 people, still the biggest crowd ever at the MCG, and 150,000 on his last day at the Sydney Showground and Cricket Ground. So it was new. It was very new to Australia, but we were just before all of the events of the 1960s, which started the sharp decline in religious observance. So Billy Graham probably got here at just the right time.
Quite the sensation. Historian Roy Williams, and you can hear that full interview with him and Andrew West on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon here on RN.